harness, just as the horse threw up his head. A small band of riders jogged her way from the larger building. She had been seen. "I hope you know what you're doing," she said to the red horse. "I hope you haven't crossed the border to Pargon somewhere in those woods." But as the band neared her, she was reassured by their colors, the rose and silver of the Saiyan royal house. "Ho, stranger!" They were just in hail. Pock sat still and let them come. The red horse was alert, but unalarmed. She recognized the band's uniform now, Saiyan Royal Guard, but wondered what they were doing this far from Varela. The leader wore Gerd's crescent on his chest, and the device of the Order of the Bells. A knight, then, and well-born. 6 men-at-arms, prim and fit-looking, rode behind him. When he was within speaking range, he reined in. Pox nodded to him. "Gerd's grace to you, Sir Knight." His eyebrows rose.
"Gerd's grace,
Poxenarian Dorthan's daughter," said Pox pleasantly.
"You are from—"
"I have just come from Duke Phelan's stronghold," she said. "I am a veteran of his company, but no longer, as you see, one of them." Her own garb, chainmail under the plain brown cloak she'd bought in Brewersbridge, with her Leonian coins, gave him no clue.
"Hmm."
He rubbed his chin, obviously confused. "On the Duke's business, are you?" "No, on Gerd's business." That got his attention, and that of the others. They all stared. Pox hoped she hadn't stated it too baldly, but she felt a push to do so.
"Are you a marshal?"
At his question, her horse snorted, shaking its head. That reaction made her grin, and the knight even more uneasy.
"No, Sir Knight," she said, trying not to laugh. "I'm no marshal. Might I ask your name?"
"Oh." He had clearly forgotten about introducing himself. "I'm Regnall Kostvan, third son of the Kostvan Holding. The Royal Guard has garrisons in all the border keeps right now. That's why I'm here."
"Is there trouble along here with Pargon?"
He frowned.
"Not to say trouble, not more than usual, but the way things are going in Leonia—"
He looked hard to see if she knew what that meant. Pox nodded. He went on.
"And so we're to make sure of travelers in this way.
Were you planning to cross the river? Because you'd have to have clearance from me to hire a ferry."
"I have reason to cross, yes."
Pox did not say more. How could she explain that she didn't know where she was going, or what she was to do when she got there?
"You'd best come back with me to the keep," he said.
Pox felt, rather than saw, an increased alertness in the men-at-arms. They must have had some trouble to make them so nervous.
"My commander will want to speak with you."
"I'd be glad to," she said. "It's a cold day to talk out here." As she eased the red horse forward, she saw the men-at-arms tense and relax.
"I've heard of one Poxenarian," began the knight tentatively.
Pox could feel the ears of the others growing longer as he spoke. She laughed, surprised at how easy it was.
"Sir Regnall, it might have been you heard of me, though I claim no particular fame, but I served with Duke Phelan 3 seasons in Arrennes and rode to Colobia with a guardsman from Finn Paneer. So if that's what you heard it of me."
He glanced at her sideways. His horse was enough shorter that she could tell little of his size.
"Yes, I had heard of that, and of some other."
He paused, looking away, then back at her. She nodded.
"You may have heard truth and falsehood both, Sir Regnall, and the truth could be the more unpleasant. I do not speak of it much."
"I see." He rode a little way in silence, then he turned to her again as they neared a small stone keep whose gate faced the river.